Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God is so awesome, so wonderful. I'm so glad to be back on the air. I've been going through a lot of situations in my life, and truly it's been faith that brought me this far. So I just thank God for Purpose Kingdom Network. I thank God for the ministries that's been going forth this week and last week, because I might not have called in, but I did tune in. But the topic for this evening is We Walk by Faith. This is the 770th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. 770, you guys. 770. God is truly wonderful. And this is Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth Ministries. I can't say it enough. Me and Adrian is on the line. Oh, my God. Misunderstood Allen. Oh, my D Block Church. Oh, just an awesome, fantastic woman. And I just thank her for being obedient and calling in early this evening. So I thank God for that, because truly God, it has a ram in the bush. And I thank him for it, because, like I said, the topic is we walk by faith. And it takes me back to Hebrews 11, the King James Version. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's what she did tonight. She tuned into what the Holy Spirit asked her to do, that which is grab her Bible and the book, you know, and she was being obedient. So I thank God for that, because as soon as she got on the air, Pastor Toy said, Adrian is calling in early. I said, thank you, God, because I needed some help tonight. And God, that's that ram in the bush. So, Adrian, I thank you for being obedient. I really appreciate you and love you. But I want to talk about faith this evening, because with the elections and everything that took place last week and the things that's going through this week, as women of God and how we wear so many hats, but the number one hat that we wear constantly is womanhood. And half the things we do in this life is faith. We might not realize it at the time that we're going through taking care of our babies, taking care of our spouses, boyfriends, children, at work. That's that faith. And people sometimes get misunderstood how faith walks, how it goes. So I want to break down some little tidbits for you guys. And I call it with the men, they got their football thing they do. What is it called? That football pool, and they be pulling points, what the score going to be, and fantasy football. And I think for a man, that's their faith, because they think, oh, my team going to get this on, and they're going to win by such and such. They wishing, but they don't have to do that with God. They can walk on it and believe it, and that's it. Because if my Father can speak things into existence, then let there be light, let there be water, let there be darkness, let there be stars, moons, and so forth, what kind of faith do we work with that we can't speak our future in existence? What do that mean for us that we cannot speak our faith into existence? He said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, a mustard seed looked like a little grain of, the grits, the brown specks that be inside of grits, like that. That's a little bit of faith. That faith can carry you so far. Not our self-faith, what we believe we can do. I'm talking about the faith that God has given us, that comforter that he placed inside to walk with us and talk with us, that faith. And that's what's important here. And sometimes, even me, my faith get a little shaky. when I'm going through, even with me and my husband, sometimes we go in and we argue, but we both forget it took Pastor Toy to let us know, look, y'all overwhelmed. I put so much on myself that I forgot to say, God, I need help, because it was coming so fast from my job, from my father-in-law had to move in, from the stress of my husband's job, no intimate time, going to the movies for me and him, the grandkids, my daughter moving from Johnstown. Now she back in Philly because things didn't work out. It was so much stuff going on that I forgot to tap into that faith. And I try to be an open book to let y'all know this walk is real. The devil, he really has fiery darts. But if he's messing with me, he can't mess with you. So he messed with me a couple weeks ago, me and my husband. I was like, oh, no, I see divorce in the air. I was so hot. But that's part of life. And when the enemy attacks, he attacks the head as well as the tail. And that's what we forget. But I had to tap on. I said, okay, God, I know this is not you. I know the devil is playing games, but it took Pastor Toy to chill me out a little bit. Because I have been overwhelmed, and I didn't have sense enough to say, you know what, honey, I'm tired. I'm really exhausted. My patient's calling the cops on me, and I've been going through. But I said, you know what, God, you didn't bring me this far to leave me. You ain't bring me to almost 27 years of marriage to leave me. You didn't bring me into my Christianity the way my faith is with you to leave me. You didn't bring me this far. So faith, I need to stay on my knees. I don't need to pray. I need to hear from you. So we all, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. But when do we take 5 minutes to wait for God to answer? Not to say a mumbling word, just even if we got to go, I used to hear my grandma, and that's all she would say is, because God was telling her something good, and it was to her. That's the understanding I want from God, where he don't have to say nothing, but I can feel his presence. Amen. Adrian, I thank you for being on the air with me this evening, because I do try to share my story, my life as my testimony, and I just thank God for you, and I love you with all my heart. And do you have anything to say for us about We Walk by Faith?
Oh, well, I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to sit with you. It is great to just be able to be in the moment where you are, as transparent as you are. Usually I'm listening to it on the, you know, somewhere else and just saying, yes, 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 but I'm on the air now, so... When you talk about faith, there's a little bit that everybody has to understand, that faith is the substance of things things hoped for, you know, things that you don't really see, but you know that they're going to go. They're working on it, and when you're walking in faith, there's a different stance that you have. There's a different approach to things. When people say things to you, you have the hopefulness, you know, you give them the hopefulness of your faithfulness, because it's a stance in this thing. And it's funny that you're talking about it, because, you know me, I'm a believer in asking God to say something in the moment. I did grab my Bible and I grabbed my book, and then I left it. I left it in the car. So think about, the faith said that regardless of what it was, however, we're still going to have the show and God is still going to get the glory. Now, I grabbed the Bible. Look, I grabbed the Bible and just opened it, and I opened it to Isaiah 61, chapter 61, it looks like. It looks like verse 8. And then, well, even if I went into 8, but for 8, it just says, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offsprings among the people. All who see them will acknowledge that they are the people the Lord has blessed. Faithfulness.
Yes.
That's it. In my faithfulness, I will reward them. Because it's not just going to come like that. It's not going to be the thing that you see. It's not going to be, oh, well, let me see what it looked like. Oh, that's how you did it. Oh, you got faith. So that's what your faith looked like. Oh, that's what your faith got you. That is not it. You're not going to see it like that. But if you walk every day in this thing, and like regardless of how it looks, regardless of how it looks, you know, the good, bad, ugly, everything is all working together for good. You know, you got to have the bad days to appreciate the good days. It's got to rain a couple of days so you can understand what it feels like to literally bask in the sun. You know, so it was just funny because I was saying in my mind the whole time, be ye ever ready, because you never know what happens. And when I was a little girl, I used to always hear people say, be ye ever ready. I never really understood what it was, but then I realized that being ye ever ready is saying that you are walking in faith. You're doing this thing every day, because if the moment comes where you need to say something, or you need to do something, or you need to hug somebody, or you need to do it, you got to believe that it's working. It's working before you did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you didn't do it for, what's that word, naught. You're not just going through the motions to do it just for naught. Like your faithfulness, your faith is what gives you your power. And it's funny because, like we were talking the other day about the slingshot and how the further the slingshot goes, the further you can shoot your faith, because that's what we was using in our slingshot. Remember, because we put the Chappy changed the whole thing up and put the faith in the slingshot. What? Now you can take any situation and shoot it with a little bit of faith? Come on now. Wait a minute. We can knock things off of its, you know, you can knock things off of where that they are and what you see, like what's going on in the White House. Like, we see this thing every day. Understand, if everybody starts getting their slingshot and they put their faith in their slingshot, then we look at it and our faith outweighs anything that he can do or say on Twitter, or, you know, do or say that the news is going to hit. Like, our faith says that you only got but so much more longer. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. Like, people are still caught up on him and everything, and you're looking at him like, well, he's only got like 2 more years left. And if y'all are silly enough to vote him in again, then that says that something is wrong with the entire picture. But regardless of how it turns out, we know that we're sitting here looking at the faith of it and say, well, I know that every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to teach somebody else about how they can get closer to God, because I know that my job on this is to make sure that somebody knows a little bit more about how and what God is trying to do in their lives. I ain't worried about what's going on in the White House. My faith supersedes all of that. Because he's talking about today, tomorrow, and next week, next year. My faith gives me the opportunity to say, my descendants, okay, so everybody, so that's not my babies, but my baby's babies, and my baby's baby's babies, so that means what? We believe that we will still be here. Even if you're not here, you know that you're leaving something so that the next generation will be there to grab it, you know? Right. So that's your faith. And it's funny that I said that, because bless God, because there's a lot of people that really don't have the faithfulness, because they're really not putting anything back into where they are. Like, so
that's
when they're
right.
done, when they're done, it's going to be over. They're not even realizing it. But when you're finished, if you ain't have anything left behind you, then you're done.
That's right.
If
that's
nobody knows
God
your story,
to me about this
then
age,
you're done.
And people don't realize that's it just take a little bit of faith to get you through and get you over some things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
oh,
then
yeah.
it just take me back to Romans 1:17. For wherein is righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And I'm like, okay, God, even the unholy of unholy, they still will have, if they had a little faith, that unholy will become holy. And that unrighteous will be righteous. And it's just a little faith to believe that they are put here for a reason in the season. No matter who is in the White House, we have faith to carry us through. Through our jobs, through our children, through our relationships, through life. We have to have faith. And it's the love that God has gave us unconditionally. He had faith when he went to that cross that we will be all right. He had faith that we were going to make it. He said, I'm going to go to the cross and carry the sins of the world on my back. He believed in us that much. And we can't believe in him for a second. I just don't understand man logic. I just don't understand.
Well,
I said, God,
the one thing I can say is it's very, very hard to even try to put your mind on it. It's funny coming from misunderstood, right? Because I try to get an understanding off of everything because.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the world is just misunderstood. This is just a whole bunch of misunderstandings going on, and people need to just pull them out and tell the truth about what it is so we can go on and fix it, you know?
Right.
But they want to call them misunderstandings, but the truth be told, you got to have faith to push through it. There's no way in the world people are running races, you know, and thinking that they're going to win. There's no way that you don't put money out in your campaign to think that your campaign is going to come out as a winner. You know, these are I don't even want to say that they run off of faith, because it might be a faithless type of a thing, because they just do it and they know that they put the money into it. So the more money
mm-hmm.
that they get that they put into it, the better the outcome might be. You know, sooner or later, one day, we're going to learn that it's our faith that is actually keeping things moving. And because when you start looking at what you actually see, there is something that is called done over, completely just shot to hell, just done over, like throwing
mm-hmm.
in the trash. Because it's over. Like, if you look at it, it's not worth it. If you look at the people, it's not. They're not worth the time. If you look at the situations and how people react to different things, you wouldn't want to do anything to help anyone. But you understand that we can't even live like that. So we have to work off of faith. We got to work off of faith.
Adrian, I used to tell people to walk by faith doesn't mean you actually walk in. It's the father of the life of Jesus Christ. And
mm-hmm.
if you follow his life and consider that eternal life,
mm-hmm.
that's the life I'm waiting for. That eternal life that we don't have to vote a presidency in. We don't have to have Congress in. We just can worship my Father, sit at his feet all day long and just worship him. Just worship him. Because, I was telling a couple of my friends all this week, we have so much, like, me and my mom, since she left here, our relationship has not been the same. And I said, God, whatever it is, you fix it. I have faith that you, I know you're going to carry me through some things. Or my daughters are like really, look, seem like they just fighting each other. And they don't realize it's not about them. It's about their connection with Christ that he's trying to hold down. But I have faith that God's going to bring me that's going to be over soon. My faith that my family will stand and not fall. That's what I'm holding on to him because he brought me this far. He's not leaving me. He's not leaving you. For those who are going through some things, that doors are shutting. That door is shutting just for a period of time, but two more is about to open up. But it's okay to hold on to that faith, the evidence of things hoped for. Speak that thing into existence. Speak that thing as if it is. That's your faith. Just hold on a little while longer, Maureen. Hold on, Adrian. Just hold on. It's slow, and I know it's coming.
Yeah.
But this is a spiritual war that we're going through.
It's a good thing when you can do that. Yes, because you're right.
Yes.
The spiritual war is real. That thing is real. It's to the point where if you know that you can beat somebody without showing up to the game, you know, you have already affected them before they get out the locker room. You know already that, you know, your game is already set. And that's how the enemy really works on us, because he knows the things that make us fall short. He knows the things that we wrestle with every day. And those are the things that he throws at you every day. Why not?
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, he does not want you to test your faith. Because when you start to test your faith, then you realize that your faith is everything and the only thing that you need. And then you won't even be tempted anymore, because you'd be like, what? No, you don't even dig it. I'm a whole believer. Like, you can't even have that anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're exercising your faith more and more and more. People know that this is what's going to happen. They know you're about to pop your gasket because they done pissed you off three different ways. And you
mm-hmm.
just smile and make some chicken and say, y'all want some barbecue chicken? And everybody just looking like, should we eat this chicken or not? Yeah, you should eat the chicken, because, you know, the chicken was made. They don't know why the chicken was made. They scared. But your faith is going to let, you know, allow them to, well, they're going to try to not eat the chicken, but it's going to be smelling so good, they're going to have to eat the chicken. Then they're going to realize that as they chewing the chicken, they had to have somebody faith, because, yeah, you was making me feel so bad. Why wouldn't I just kill you right here? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's when reality of everybody, they be like, oh, I don't have no faith. Yeah, you do, because you eat those people's food all the time and you treat them like whatever you want to treat them, but you still go and order their food.
Amen.
And then you eat it, that's nothing but faith. You know, we don't look at it in the same way. We try to take God out of everything and just be like, oh, yeah, that was just coincidence. No, that's not coincidence. Ain't nothing coincidental about anything. You know, ain't nothing coincidental about anything. But I love the fact that you're saying what you're saying, because you got to understand also that with the faith and knowing that you put it in God's hands, understand that things might fall all the way completely apart.
That's right. For God to,
so that
it's
he can build it back up. You
see,
understand that. So every time,
you know,
that faith hits,
Adrian,
it ain't always great.
And I just laugh. I said, you know what? I wish my girls can see what I see. And they see, they're like, I tell all of them, y'all special, and God have need of you, and y'all just don't see y'all greatness. But other people see your greatness.
Right.
And me and Laura was just talking about, she said, Mom, I'm going to call in tonight, but I had a play at my school, so I hope she get ready to call in soon. Because she wants to tell us a little bit about her faith. And I just thank God that I just thank God. Like, it's this walk, this race is not given to the swift nor the slow, but given to the one that's going to last forever. But you just joined into the 770th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee. You're listening to the Daughters of Ruth. We're talking about walking by faith through life. Just, it's a simple conversation. I always tell people, when you have a conversation with God, that is like a prayer. It's just I'm praying out loud for everybody to get the understanding. This walk isn't easy, but guess what? It gets better. What God has for you is for you. The only person can delay it is you. You're the only person that's in your way. Look in the mirror and move yourself from the equation and say, God, I need more of you. And you will be amazed how God will walk on your behalf. If you would like to call in, you can dial 319-527-6091 and push 1 and join into the conversation. Amen. Pastor Tori, I think Laura's trying to get through. She said, Mom, I'm pushing 1. Okay,
hello.
Laura, I see your text messages.
Hey, Mom.
That's my baby girl. I love her so much. She's still doing good in college. I'm so
hello?
Proud. Laura?
You hear me? You hear me?
Hey. Hey, baby.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Mom. So,
you hear Miss Adrian on there, Auntie Adrian?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yes. How you feeling, baby?
I'm good. Secure, but I'm good. But
amen.
About walking by faith, when I think about walking by faith, like, I think about my whole, like, I think about everything that I do in life, my everyday life, like, everything, like, every hour of the day, I'm walking by faith. Every second of the day, I'm walking by faith with anything I do. And, but I mainly think about college because, like, That's the main way that I get through things. Like, that's what keeps me up, like, walking by faith, just knowing that God got me, like, just knowing that he won't do nothing to, like, you know, protect me, anything like that. Like, I just always walk by faith. And I have Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make sure your path straight. With that, I feel like that's for me for college, because I lean on him, like, whenever I'm doing anything in school, like, they got anything to do, like, assignments, or if I'm in something, I'm doing something, or I have to talk about things with people, I always lean on God, and I always pray before I do things, and, like, that, just knowing that he got me, and just, it's just my faith in him, like, I always got faith in God, and that just, that carries me through everything, and, yeah. So,
wow. Wow.
Because God just always got me. Like, he always got me. He got my family. He got my friends. He got everybody.
Amen.
Like, all y'all got to do is walk by faith and everything. Y'all going to feel lighter. Like, me coming to college is when I really had to, like, even get even closer with God, because I know that I'm not near my parents all the time, where I know I could call them and ask them to pray for me because I'm doing this, or pray, like, about pray for me, period. But being up here, it basically, like, I do it, like, this is just something I do now. I pray, I read, like, I'm just getting closer, and it's because of college that, you know, I had to really get there with them, because things started to seem a little crazy, but then I started having to get back to what I know, and I just feel better, and I feel lighter. I don't feel stressed all the time. It's just my faith. That's it. And it's God.
Amen. Laura Lee, I thank you for calling in, because I like I tell people, you know, I try to be open and honest as I can,
mm-hmm.
and I just thank God for Laura, because Laura keeps me grounded. It's some
I
of the
do.
Things I call her. Yes, you do, and I can call you when I say, "Mommy, gotta talk. Mommy pissed," and she'll give me that, like, 15 minutes of her day, knowing she got 17 papers to turn in, but she makes that time and say, Mom, God got you. And sometimes I got to hear that from her. Because they said train up a child, and when they get older, they won't depart. And that is so true. And trust and believe, I do try to train up my children so that they'll know. But I just thank God.
Oh, God.
Y'all just don't know. I thank him. Because this walk,
it's crazy.
It touched every part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to hold on because I know God got me.
Yep.
And I thank
That's
you,
how
Laura.
Get through every
I thank
day.
You. I thank you.
Well, I thank you for everything you ever done for me. You and Daddy.
And Laura. Laura, you just sound like you're just growing up so nicely. You're like, I pray all the time. When I get this little situation, I just throw a little praise on it. Go on, get your little praise to this thing. I love it.
Sure do.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's right. That's right. And then you now become the example for somebody that doesn't know anything about it at all, you know, and that's what it's about. And that's another thing, that's how faith looks. That's what faith looks like. When people can sit around and watch you go through the situation that you're going through and then swear that everything about your situation is the worst, is the battle, is the pit. And then they still watch you wake up every day and you're still moving around, you're still smiling, you're still giving the encouragement. Encouraging word. You still, you know, you still help the other person out that's doing a less fortunate. That's faith. Like, that's no matter what I'm in,
Twin,
I still know I'm gonna be good.
About starting a Bible study in her, like in her dorm, for girls that like love God like she do, and
right.
they told her
and
she
even the ones that don't.
Fire. They,
that's
like,
right.
You
even
go,
the
mama.
Ones that don't just make God put him back into. Put back God back into the forefront. That's all. Like
yeah,
in,
like
we
like
say
school,
all the time, right?
It's like a definitely. It's definitely a necessity here because it needs to be. It needs to be here because coming to school, you tend to forget about where you came from because of so much schoolwork, and you just think like, oh my God, like I can't do this. You just automatically start thinking like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, like, I'm just trying to bring back that memory. Like, y'all remember who y'all served, right? Y'all remember who did this to you, right? Y'all remember who got
That's right.
you here, right?
That's right.
So let's talk about it.
That's right. Because sometimes they don't even realize, they just, you know, take for granted. A lot of times people take for granted the things, you know, we take for granted the breath that we breathe. We do.
Yeah.
I believe that people focus on everything in their lives all the time to make sure everything is better, but they never focus on God, the thing that gives them breath, you know. So it's good that you're there. It's good that you are the present, you know, because you are the presence of God to a lot of them, like I said. And even if you start out with like 2-3 people and you guys continuously do it the way that you want to do it, you'd be surprised how many people will be watching you from afar. And then your diligence and your faith, the faith walk in your diligence of doing it all of the time will then start to open their eyes. And then, you know, it'll bring more and more and more people to Christ because of the way that you are doing it in your faith, you know, and believing that doing something is going to better, you know, and it is. It is.
Yeah,
it's a shame that the adults that are around can't put it together, you know, but because of that, that makes it a little bit great. That means you can put it together in your own way, you know, and then we'll just all be for it. So when you do stuff, you know, make sure you post it and tag us and all that kind of stuff. That way we can, you know, or if we got to take a ride up or something.
I had to take a little social media cleanse. Like, just no social for a while, focus on school and stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot going on.
And that's another part of faith, because you know that there's things that you'd like to do. There's know that there's things that you've got to do. And at the end of the day, you've got to do the things that you've got to do, because if you don't do the things that you've got to do, you ain't never going to make it to the things you want to do.
Okay.
You know?
Let them know.
You understand? So you gotta be able to get it in the beginning, so that you understand what it is you're looking for. That's why, you know, it's good to have your faith game. It's good to have your faith game on, you know, on check in the beginning, because a lot of people, you know what I mean? A lot of people's faith is shaky, you know, and then when your faith is shaky, you don't really have a ground to stand on, you know? So that means everything you do is kind of a little shaky. You're like, ah, well, you know, she don't really believe in herself. So she don't really believe in herself. So if she don't believe in herself, how is she really going to put that much into you? And that's, you know, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about women, you know, it's men too. You know, if they're not, if they don't have that much faith or believe in themselves, you know, to be like, this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen, you start to look at people funny. Because you like, dang, okay, well, I got faith in you, and you don't even have faith in you.
Yeah.
Like, that don't make sense. How my faith is stronger than your faith, and I'm talking about you. You know, sometimes people got to check their faith. They got to check their faith. But, and you know, and a lot of people live off of your faith. Don't be taking my faith. What's wrong with you? You ain't got none? Don't call me for my faith.
I know that's right.
You know, it's 2018. It's no longer, you know, oh, pray for me and do this. No, man, you better pray for yourself.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, you better get in where you fit in. You better get in where you fit in, because at the end of this thing getting vicious, this thing is real.
It really
so
is.
If somebody, like if somebody
you know
come up on the
people,
campus.
You Adrian, is you against you.
You got to, because that's the only person that's going to beat. That's it. And once you conquer you, you good. You got to beat. Nobody can throw you off your square. Nobody can get you where you need to, where, you know what I mean? And then that's where you know that it's good. I'm trying to tell you, because you got.
I know that's
you got
right.
Some paper that's
we have another little voice that want to put a spin on some things. Go ahead.
Yes,
Google.
Yes. Come on out here.
I have faith in school because being good and listening to the teacher.
That's right.
Yes, mom.
That's right. And then you know that that leads you out to get good stuff. Look, you get good. You get recess and all that. You get nice little breaks and stuff. Yeah, because you believe that that's what's going to happen. You know you're doing good,
right.
So the teacher going to show up and be good. What?
Yeah, you got to have that relationship. So as each day go by, that's my prayer for my family, my girls, to get a better relationship, a better understanding with the Father, because he's the only one that can carry us through.
Yeah.
And I'm just, Laura, I just love you, baby. And
thank
mom
you.
And dad are really proud of you.
Yep.
Thank you.
You were in that play or you went to see the play?
No, I had to cover the play. Like, I had to take pictures and write a story on it. We're doing like a TV show kind of thing, but it shows at our school where the nightly news in the night
awesome.
Way where it's on the screens around the school. The
awesome.
Screen and stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's faithful
you know,
too, y'all, because she's doing the media. Now that's media there.
Adrian,
that's faith right there.
She was
just you
in
know,
a play because
you know
month.
You got to be, especially today's day when you're reporting news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all talk about that fake news and real news and stuff. So
okay.
You keep on out there. Look, you keep on out there reporting because that way we
the
at least know that when we get in the news, we know that it's real. You know.
Yeah, but Adrian, she was just in a play a couple months ago.
Yeah.
What was the name
awesome.
Of that play, Laura?
What was the name of that play?
See,
oh goodness,
that's when
I
you know that you did.
I forgot like the title, but I remember what it was about. Like it was basically about people's real life experiences, like the stories that like things that they went through in their life and how they overcame it. And they had like little
mm-hmm.
snippets of songs that like tied in with it, and it was just really
awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, see, y'all had faith. They all had faith in that because know that nobody goes through anything and comes out on the winning side of it without developing a little bit of faith. Because even when it looks
like,
really bad, it still works out. So that you gotta believe
kinda
in
like,
it.
With the play that they had, they showed tonight. It was basically about faith too, like with the college students, what they go through, like with schoolwork, and like it's a lot of stuff like that they were showing, like with depression and having the turning stuff on time, having the time be going, like the clock is going, it's moving fast. You gotta work, you gotta try to juggle everything, and it was like basically showing that how they had faith and how they got through it. And it was just showing other students like everything. It seems hard, but you definitely can get through it. Like that's basically what this play was about tonight. It was called In the Middle. So because they basically were saying, like, you're in the middle of life, like, you, with you being born, you're in the middle of life and death. Like, the day you was born in the, you know, like, death. Like, you're just in the middle of it, and you're just living your life, you know,
that's
until
right.
God calls you, basically. And it was basically
living
about
the dash.
That. Real good.
Living the dash. Living the dash. I did, you listen. When people start to realize that that is what it's about.
The one I was
stand
just stand up
speak.
And speak. Yes.
Oh, I like that.
It was like, take a stand and voice what you've been through, because somebody might have experienced the same thing and they don't know how they're going to get through it. Or people, is a topic that's like being downplayed and somebody needs to stand up and speak about it. Yeah.
That's right. Because it's your faith that's going to help somebody else. Look, it's your faithfulness that's going to pull the next person out of it that's listening to it and thinking that this is it for them. This is the last straw. They can't take it anymore. They can't do anymore. But then they look up and listen to your story, and then that gives them the little bit of seed that they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to just keep pushing, to keep holding. Yeah, I don't even know. It's like y'all rock that. Listen, y'all take faith all the way to the whole nother level, and then you look back at it and you say, you know what? I believe in one thing. I know that God loved me. You know, and if you don't
this
believe
is one
in
more
that,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave y'all with one more. This song that came to my head, y'all know "Fill Me Up" by Tasha Cobb. And I feel like that's what, when I think about faith, like, that's what I think. Like, I want less of me and more of you. Like, just let me make, like, try to make my decisions the way you made yours, and just being more like God. So,
yeah.
Here it goes. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you provide the spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Oh, fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you provide the spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Please fill me up, God. Yup.
Fill me up, God. If you provide the fire, I will open up inside. And it just takes us to the call of salvation. God is here waiting to hold someone's hand. If you can believe that he died, well, he rose, he died, and he's coming back again, and you would ask God to put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's simple. Just take God by the hand and say, I believe. I believe that you're coming back for me. I believe that you rose. I believe that you rose and died just for me. You become one with God. It's simple. And he will start to fill you up inside. And then once you do that, you announce to the world that you accept Christ as your personal Savior. Just like when the Eagles lost, I know all y'all was mad. Y'all were mad. Y'all were calling everybody. But guess what? The same thing with Christ. I accepted God, you guys. I got a touchdown. And you rejoice on that. Then you find a Bible-believing church that you can grow in the word of Christ. And he will open up inside your heart and share the love that's everlasting, that will never change. And he will never make a promise that he can't keep. And your walk with him, I won't tell you it'll be easy in the beginning. I'm not going to lie and say the roads are going to always be straight and narrow. It's not. You're going to have some lumps and you're going to have some bruises. But guess what? That's your testimony for the next person. That's your trials and your tribulations that's going to carry you so far. Just believe that my God is real and is only one, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the only way. That's the only road to take. That's my faith. And I'm sharing it with you. Just take his hand. Amen. Father, I just thank you, Laura, for my daughter. And I so appreciate her, because now you see why she keeps me centered and grounded, because of her faith. Laura Lee, I love you. Adrian, I'm just so choked up right now. This, oh, my God.
To be caught up in love is a beautiful thing. To love your baby is a beautiful thing. You have a lot of girls, so I heard you say it earlier that I don't have a lot of girls in my family. So to have a lot of girls, I could see where, you know, where it would come in and where it would not work and where it would work and where examples would be shown and where things would be made to be, you know, different than they are. But all of it is love. All of it is awesome. All of it is awesome to be able to have those different generations, even, you know, within one family. It's awesome. Laura, you're the baby. Awesome. Like, you have sisters that are old. It's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and they are. It's awesome. And it's like, it's just, you don't get that. You know, today's world, you don't get it, because everyone is kind of like, all right, well, that's what it was. Yeah, they took care of me, and that's what they did, and it was all right. I didn't like that, and I still don't like that, and I'm not dealing with that.
Laura Lee, I know you have to do some homework. Do you have any last remarks you want to say before you hang up?
She might already be gone. I was about to say, but if not, make sure that if you're on here tomorrow night, we on D Block Church tomorrow night, and I'm going to be talking about your name, what they call you. You know what I mean? What your mama call you? What your pappy call you? Like, what your people call you? What's your name?
Yeah, my law, Laura.
That's the topic.
You know,
What's your name?
Jesus. I think I cried so much tonight. It's just,
it's
people
good.
Don't, like, people don't know, like, this walk, my faith walk is so real, and I trust God so much, and I just wish... my prayers for my daughters will be, chase after Christ like I chased after him. I ran for so long, now I'm not running. I'm ready to just hold on to this whirlwind. I'm ready to go for that ride. I'm ready to ride until he come home. I'm just so ready. And I thank God that Laura is like, if they can watch their baby sister grow, and see the haters around them that's inside the family, the haters. Let them hate on. Let them hate on. Y'all have a relationship with Christ that they don't understand. That's why the darts are coming for y'all. God have called y'all and chosen y'all for work such as these and times such as these. And those that are having trouble in their family like I'm sort of having in mine, guess what? You're not the only one. And I won't be the only one. But I have faith that my God will carry them through. And they will have a story on the next show. Amen. But I just thank God for the topic that God gave us, walk, we walk by faith, because that's important. This walk with God, it's a faith walk. I believe he spoke things into existence. I believe I can speak the healing in my girls into existence. I believe I can send my ministering angels to camp around Christina, Charlene, Keona, Stuart, Zakiah. I can go on. I know those ministering angels are camping around them right now, showing them when they're wrong and when they're right. They just got to pray to their knees that they hear the call. And Laura Lee, I just thank you for being my baby girl that's keeping everybody afloat. And Adrian, I love and I thank you for being on the 770th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And your show tomorrow is 171. God is truly good. God is truly good. And we got new shows coming.
Great is thy faithfulness. Ain't that what they say?
Hey, that's my other song, Great is thy faithfulness.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. Great is thy faithfulness.
Come on.
Oh, God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy. I see all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. To thy great faithfulness, yeah, God.
Yes,
mercy,
yes.
And love. Yeah, yeah, great is thy faithfulness. And I'm trying to tell you, until you're walking in it, you don't even realize how great it can be. And then when you start testing it out for yourself, then you start believing in it for yourself a little bit better. And I'm telling you, that faith gets stronger and stronger and stronger. You will not get faith overnight. You will not get faith overnight. It is not something that you just get and you have it forever. You will break it. It will get, like Maureen said, it would be tough sometimes. It will not always be great. But regardless of what it is, it will be faith. It will be faithfulness, and be faithfulness unto God. God has got our back. We have to show him that we know that he's got our back, and we are faithfully just walking through it, knowing that it's going to get done. I wish you guys could all be here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. We are going to be on Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be here. I'll be on
backwards
there.
Slash. So is it backward slash, forward slash?
Slash.
I think it's a backslash. It's a backslash. Purpose Kingdom Net. I think it's a backslash. But y'all make sure that whatever it is, if you got to call 319-527-6091, make sure that you make it there. Because I'm really going to be asking the question is, what your name is? What your name is?
What your name
and what
is?
They say you gonna be? What they say you gonna be? What your name is? And what they say you gonna be? Make sure you meet us here tomorrow, 9 p.m. Maureen, you go on out. We got about 6 minutes left. Go on, finish.
Hey,
pray them out. What you gonna
Corey,
do?
Do we have any announcements this evening?
That was it. That was the only announcement you got. You make
Amen.
Sure that I'll be back here at 9 p.m. tomorrow to see
Dr.
D.
Dr.
Rock
in
Church.
The house.
What's
here.
Your
what
name
is your
is?
Name? What your
yeah.
name is, huh?
What's your name is? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My name's
mm-hmm.
Maureen Lee, and I'm a woman of God. Yes, and we're going to enjoy that conversation tomorrow. And as I tell y'all each and every time I get on, I just thank God for Pastor Toy. I thank God for all the ministries, the new ministry that's about to start. I think he starts Friday, Minister Bernard Merrill show. I think it's Friday. I'm not sure. But
it
I thank God for all the
it
new
is.
Things that Purpose Kingdom is going to start doing. And Laura, she's going to talk to Chappie about a show for once a month also soon with her little cling and her classmates. So I thank God for those things that's going to take place in Purpose Kingdom. I just thank God for you, Pastor Toy, and I just pray that her strength grows stronger as her body's going through a type of cold, that God just wanted her to get a little rest because she was doing so much for everybody. And nothing for herself. She always put everybody before herself. And I thank her. And I thank God for her. And I know God's going to carry her through this little trial and tribulation right now. So I just want you to know, Chappie, I'm praying for you and I love you with all my heart. Purpose Kingdom listeners, I love you and all the hosts that's out there. I love each and every one of you guys. Never thought. Don't count me out yet. I still be on the air listening. Might be different numbers at times, but I still be on the air listening to the shows. And I love y'all. Adrian, I don't believe this is the 770th episode. You remember
well,
the first show?
Yes, I do. I remember. I actually remember the meeting before the first
uh-huh.
show. In my house. Remember, it was a raggedy
yes,
old house, and we just
spaghetti.
Made it together. We just moved some stuff, moved it around, and said, all right, we're going to sit on this furniture, and we had some spaghetti, and we had some chicken wings. 770.
Yes, we did.
Second, 770.
Yes, that's the ministry that grew, and it's growing
I'm
each and every
you.
Day. And
every
when,
day.
When the women of God, the people of God, get together, what a time, what a time. And I just thank you for the anointing that's on your life.
Oh,
everybody don't
you.
Understand Adrian, but that's why we call her Misunderstood Allie, because her heart is in the right place, and I like how she's raw with it. She's
oh.
raw with it. She's going to keep it 100 all the way. All the way, and I love her for that. And I just, I'm sorry for the crying this evening, but when I'm going through, I tell my testimony. I have no problem with it. I don't want y'all to think life is peachy king all the time, when it's not. I had the monkey on my back like everybody else, but the difference is I know where I can go for my help and my strength. I know who I can call that has a prayer corner for me. I know
Amen.
Who I can fall on my knees and say, God, forgive me for what I said to my husband, but he made me mad. But it is what it is. You know, we're going to have our troubles. We're going to have our trials and tribulations, too. But guess what? That's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
Love is not easy, even with our children. We're going to have some knockouts, some dragouts. But
mm-hmm.
I trust God to bring them through.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for it. I thank God for the tribulations, because I know as long as the devil is messing with me and messing with them, they're doing something right. But when
yeah.
the devil don't mess, that's when I worry. When he's not riding me about something, I have to test my faith. So I thank God for the testing of my faith this week and last week, because it was a faith walk. For those who know the word of God, just pray that Purpose Kingdom grows and grows and grows until all the doors that God has for us open. And pray for each and every host that to grow with Christ. And pray for our Chappie that started this thing. that gave birth to this, that God said, I give you this, and I know you're going to run with it. Because it took a woman of God that can do this, a woman that can trust God. That's the key. You got to trust him. That love, you just don't know. That comes with time. And I thank God for her believing in us, Adrian and I, that we can carry on this thing. So just tune in with Adrian tomorrow with D-Block Church. What your name is. I will be sitting in, and I will be on the air. So we just ask each and every one of you, what your name is, amen?
Amen.
We're sounding off, Adrian, and I thank you, my sister, from another mother.
Not a problem.
Amen. Good night, Purpose Kingdom listeners. We love you with the love of Christ, and keep the faith.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.